From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Yanqi Xu. After more than 34 years, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is bowing out of politics. McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, gave her farewell speech yesterday on the Senate floor. McCaskill was unable to pull out a win last month in a tight race against Republican Josh Hawley, but she wasted no time taking her colleagues to task. She noted since taking office in 2007, the Senate voted on 306 amendments. This year, only 36.
That's a remarkable difference. Something is broken, and if we don't have the strength to look in the mirror and fix it, the American people are going to grow more and more cynical, and they might do something crazy like elect a reality TV star president.
Hawley will be sworn into office next month. A Colombian man was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison without parole for his role in prostitution ring. Federal prosecutors say 26-year-old Kenneth Jones was sentenced yesterday for sex trafficking of a minor and two counts of transportation for illegal sexual activity. When he pleaded guilty in August, Jones admitted he induced three victims to travel across state lines to engage in prostitution. One of the victims, a 17-year-old girl from Wisconsin, contacted her social worker in June 2016 and said she was being held against her will. She was removed from the brothel in Columbia by law enforcement officers later that month, according to the Columbia Missourian. In a related case, two Columbia men, Barry Paul Manthe and Ronald James Clark, pleaded guilty to using the internet to promote the prostitution business they operated at a Columbia home. Missouri drivers could see an increase in vehicle registration fee if they purchase cars and trucks that are highly fuel efficient. As the Columbia Missourian reports, Missouri Department of Transportation Director Patrick McKenna addressed the Columbia Chamber of Commerce yesterday in a talk about the alternative funding sources for road and bridge projects. The talk came after the failure of Proposition D on the November ballot, which would have raised Missouri's current fuel tax of 17 cents per gallon by 2.5 cents per year for the next 4 years. The state's fuel tax hasn't increased since 1996 and remains the second lowest in the country. McKenna said this makes it difficult for the state to maintain its current infrastructure, let alone improve it. Columbia Chamber of Commerce President Matt McCormick says the organization endorsed Prop D, and they invited McKenna to speak in order to facilitate better understanding at the local level. MU is reviewing security protocol after a student was escorted out of the library early Wednesday morning when he didn't have a student ID with him. Michael M. Anye took to Twitter to recount this incident Wednesday after police were called to escort him out of Ellis Library, the Columbia Missourian reports. Senior campus leaders have spoken to M. Anye to apologize, according to an email from MU spokesperson Tristan Basie. Basie says the practice of requiring IDs in the late night and early morning hours was put in place to ensure non-students do not disrupt the library's environment. He says, quote, "In this instance, carrying out that practice didn't serve its purpose." Students are required to present a student ID between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. before entering the library. Basie says MU is now reviewing its security practices and hopes to prevent any other students from experiencing similar situations. I'm Yanqi Xu, KBIA News, Columbia.